This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4043, for Wednesday, the 31st of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled Uncommon Commands, Episode 1. It is hosted by Delta Ray and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a summary of the three command line commands: look, shuf, and xorgs.
In the Unix world, we are mostly familiar with core commands that we use daily, such as ls, cd, and perhaps with more fear, commands like rm and vi. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of commands that will help you accomplish nearly any task. Hello, I'm Delta Ray, creator of the CLI Magic social media account, which you can find on Mastodon and Twitter under the name CLI Magic. In this series titled Uncommon Commands, you'll hear about lesser-known commands and how they can help you your workflow and make the terminal a more enjoyable environment for regular use. The first command I'm going to look at is called look, L-O-O-K. The name is a little bit misleading because the command is often used to help find words and their spelling. You can give the look command an argument of just a few letters, and it'll give you all the words matching that start with those letters. This way, if you're not 100% sure of the spelling, you can start with just what you are sure of and hopefully find the word that you're looking for. I guess that's why it's called look, as in look up. However, although the command is often associated with looking up words in the dictionary, its man page tells a different story. The one-line description simply describes it as display lines beginning with a given string. Basically, you pass a string to it to search for and one or more files to search as arguments. What the man page doesn't really tell you is if you pass just the argument of a period character as a string argument, it will print out all the words in the dictionary. This can be useful in certain cases I'll talk about later. The look command was originally written for AT&T's Unix version 7 back in 1979. The modern version comes with the BSD main utils package, and the source code indicates that it was originally written in the late 1980s, early 90s by David Hitz of Auspex Systems, Inc. Auspex Systems was the first company to make a NAS device, and David Hitz went on to found a well-known storage company called NetApp, so this little command has quite a history. The look command is a great little utility and, of course, doesn't involve using a search engine or website with advertising to use it, unlike a lot of other word lookup dictionary sites you find on the web. The next command that you might not see a lot of usage of is the shuf command, spelled S-H-U-F. The shuf command shuffles lines of input randomly. Let's say you have a list of people's names in a class and you want to randomly order them to see who the lucky person is that's going to be the first to present their book report. You can run shuf on the file that contains the names and generate a random order of students. Like most Unix commands, you can also pass the names on standard input instead of providing a file name to it as an argument. It also provides some options, including the ability to generate a random list of numbers using the dash I option. The dash I option takes a number range starting at low and going to high. So for instance, the range 1-20 would give you a list of numbers 1 through 20 in random order. You could easily generate a digital 20-sided dice by piping this into head-1 to take the first number that appears on the list. Oh, 20! Critical strike! You can also use shuf's dash N option to simply print out the first name by using -n(1). Now, whenever I talk about the shuf command, someone usually brings up the point that the sort command has a -R option that will randomize the lines. However, it is important to understand that this -R option to sort works differently and that it will group together identical lines. So if you have two lines that say Fred, it will always keep those two lines next to each other, regardless of where Fred is placed among the other names. So you'll always have two Freds in a row. This behavior might not be what you want, but could still be useful and isn't something that the shuf command does on its own, so they both have their uses. The GNU version of the shuf command was written by Paul Eggert and is part of the GNU Core Utils package, so you're very likely to already have it if you're running Linux. It first appeared on the scene in mid-2006 and was part of the Core Utils version 6.3, so it's not that old as far as command line tools go. And finally, in this episode, we have the xargs command, spelled X-A-R-G-S. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you need to pass lines of input as arguments to a program, but limit the number of arguments that is passed each time. This is what the xargs command is used to accomplish. Have you ever tried moving a bunch of files in a directory by using an asterisk as a wildcard only to have Bash tell you that there were too many arguments? Well, this is one of the reasons why xargs exists. You can instead pass those arguments on standard input to xargs, and it will divide up the data according to the arguments limits of the shell. This is often used in conjunction with the find command, which is why xargs is included in the find utils package. So for example, if you wanted to run the file command, which is used to identify the type of file you have, like whether it's a GIF file or an image or JPEG or some media file. If you want to run the file command on each file you find that's larger than 10 megabytes, then you might run it the following in order to increase the efficiency by decreasing the number of times you need to run file. So the command would be find space dot, like a period, space dash type space F space dash size space plus 10 capital M for megabytes, and then pipe xargs space file. Now this is a bit simplistic, and you'll run into problems with this on files that include white space in the file name. So the recommended way for running find is to use the dash print zero, that's the number zero option, to find and then use the corresponding option in xargs of dash zero. This will separate the output of each line printed by file with a null character, which can't be used in a file name anyways, but can act as a separator in text. This avoids issues with white space or other strange characters in file names. If you're on a beefy machine with multiple cores and fast storage, you might want to take advantage of that extra power to do more things at once. For instance, if you're using a compression program that doesn't take advantage of multiple CPUs, you may want to compress multiple files at once to speed things up. So, you can use xargs-P option, which stands for parallel, to set the maximum number of processes that xargs will run in parallel. You do need to consider shared resources and also if the program can handle multiple file names arguments at once and can run more than one instance of that program at the same time. So there are limitations to it. There's also another program called GNU Parallel that does something similar and is more robust for running things at the same time. Another interesting use of xargs is a kind of undocumented feature that you can use to join lines of text together on a word boundary. For instance, if you have a text file with lines of text broken across lines, you can join them back together by simply catting the file into xargs. Or you can limit how many words end up per line with the dash n option. So if you pipe a text file into xargs space dash 10, you'd end up with an output of 10 words per line, with each word separated by a space character. Previous three commands I've mentioned can be combined for many other purposes, but I find them useful for generating a list of diceware passphrases, which is basically a password that has four random words placed together. You can use the look command first to generate the list of words by simply using look space dot period. This will print out all the words in the dictionary, as I mentioned before. Then pipe that output into the grep command to match only those words that are between 4 and 8 characters long. The exact syntax using regular expressions is included in the show notes. Then pipe that output into the shuf command to randomly order the matching words. Now you can group those words into four-word passphrases using the xargs command and its dash n option to control the number of arguments. So pipe it into xargs space dash n 4. Then finally, we limit the number of passphrases it outputs to just take the first 10 lines using the head command. So we get 10 sets of randomly generated diceware passphrases that we can choose from or maybe mix them up. Just be sure to use something random, please. Thanks for listening today as we cover some uncommon commands. If you have a favorite use for one of these commands, I'd love to hear about it in the comments on the HPR website. Take care, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.